The state Senate races are among the closest contests in New York on November 6th. Democrats need just one seat to take the majority away from Republicans. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports from Albany, spending on the races is growing intense and accusations are flying.
Senate Democrats in the past have been outspent by the Republicans who are in power in the chamber. This year, Democrats still have a smaller campaign account with around $700,000 still on hand. That's according to filings with the State Board of Elections. The GOP Senate Campaign Committee had $2.3 million at the time of the last filing in early October. But Democrats are getting some extra help. Governor Cuomo is spending $2 million, partly from his own campaign account and partly through the state Democratic Party, on ads that the governor says are aimed at flipping the Senate to the Democrats, including this one to help Democratic Senator John Brooks in a tight race with a Republican challenger.
Governor Cuomo needs Democrats like John Brooks in the state Senate.
Political action committees, or PACs, many of them associated with unions, are also benefiting Democrats, including the New York State United Teachers Union PAC, Fighting for Our Future. It spent nearly $1.5 million on mailings and ads against several incumbent Republicans. Meanwhile, PACs affiliated with charter schools, which have given money to the state GOP Senate candidates in the past, along with a PAC funded by the major real estate companies, are largely sitting out the election cycle so far. The spending by the teachers' union angered Republican State Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan. He criticized the spending on the public radio talk show, The Capitol Press Room.
We have what I described as outside forces, and some of them have now become almost like the forces of evil.
He went on to say that by forces of evil, he meant the teachers' union.
Let me be very, very clear. There are tens and tens of thousands of very, very good teachers across the state of New York. We have worked diligently with them, want to continue to do so, but they gratuitously go after members of our conference.
NYSET President Andy Pallotta says the remarks insult teachers.
We're talking about bus drivers and kindergarten teachers. Where is the evil? It's just ludicrous. He is really desperate.
Pallotta says his union has endorsed Republican senators numerous times in the past, but the union broke with the senators after he says the GOP stymied a bill that would reverse some provisions in the controversial Common Core standards. They require teachers be judged on the standardized test scores of their students. Senator Carl Marcellino sponsored the measure with 55 out of 63 senators on the bill, but a provision was added to increase the number of charter schools in New York City. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a Democrat, called the provision a poison pill, and the bill died in the Assembly. Pallotta says the union does not base its endorsements on party affiliation.
2 years ago, we endorsed about 20 Republican senators. This time, we didn't endorse anyone who voted for that poison pill bill. So they were Republicans, and there were 5 Democrats that also voted for that bad bill. And none of them got endorsed.
Marcellino's seat is now considered vulnerable, along with those of some other key Republican senators. Meanwhile, the state Republican Party filed a complaint with the State Board of Elections. They allege the union-funded PACs are illegally colluding with the Democratic Senate campaigns. Pallotta calls the charges groundless. He says the PAC and the union follow the letter of the law. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.